what stroke care could look like for patients under the preferred option. We have a family, Taylor Jones, and friends who help us test and show how different health services could affect someone like you or your loved ones. They aren't a real family, but they have been designed to be typical of the patients we care for in the Huelva area and surrounding communities. Here you can read how care for stroke patients could look under the preferred option, based on your nearest Huelva main hospital site. Brongleis Hospital, Glanwilly Hospital, Prince Philip Hospital, Witherbush Hospital. Since the publication of the Clinical Services Plan consultation document in May 2025, some clinical pathways have developed. The current pathway described below, in our Taylor Jones case studies, differs to what was in the previous consultation document. Stroke patient experience for someone living closest to Brongleis Hospital. Aziz is 68 years old, and he works in the family restaurant and enjoys looking after his grandchildren. His wife notices he is not himself one afternoon. One side of his face is dropped and his speech is slurred. She is worried he might have had a stroke and calls 999. To show the different options for stroke, we will imagine Aziz lives in Aberystwyth. Under the preferred option, an ambulance takes Aziz to Brongleis Hospital, and he is taken directly to the CT scanner rather than the emergency department. If a stroke is confirmed, thrombolysis treatment would be started whilst in the scanning department. Aziz would then be moved to the emergency department before he is transferred. If Aziz hasn't had a stroke, he will go to the emergency department at Brongleis Hospital for further tests. If Aziz had a more serious stroke, with a large blood vessel occlusion, which is a type of stroke where blood flow to the main artery in the brain is interrupted, he would be taken by ambulance from Brongleis Hospital directly to the thrombectomy centre in Bristol or Cardiff. Thrombectomy can be used to treat these types of stroke. This care is provided regionally for Wales and south and western regions of England in Bristol and Cardiff. Once Bristol or Cardiff thrombectomy team assess Aziz as fit to be discharged from their care, he will be transferred back to the stroke unit at Glanwilly Hospital or directly home, dependent on recovery post-thrombectomy. If thrombectomy is not the right treatment for Aziz, then he will be transferred to the stroke unit at Glanwilly Hospital for his acute stroke treatment. Following his acute stroke treatment at Glanwilly Hospital, if Aziz is considered medically stable, he will transfer back to Brongleis Hospital Rehabilitation Unit to receive care closer to home or be discharged home with support from the Integrated Community Stroke Service. Stroke patient experience for someone living nearest Witherbush Hospital. Sonia, 37, is married with two sons and manages her own part-time business. She is always on the go and busy. Sonia has high blood pressure. We will imagine Sonia lives in Pembroke Dock. Whilst visiting a friend, Sonia complains of a blinding headache, begins to have issues with her vision and speech problems. Her friend calls an ambulance as she is worried Sonia has suffered a stroke. What would the preferred option look like for her care? Under the preferred option, an ambulance takes Sonia to Witherbush Hospital and she is taken directly to the emergency department for assessment, followed by transfer for a CT scan. If a stroke was confirmed, treatment would be started whilst in the scanning department. Sonia would be returned to the emergency department before being transferred to the stroke unit in Glanwilly Hospital. If Sonia hasn't had a stroke, she will go back to the emergency department at Witherbush Hospital for further tests. If Sonia had a more serious stroke, with a large blood vessel occlusion, which is a type of stroke where blood flow to a main artery in the brain is interrupted, she would be taken by ambulance from Witherbush Hospital directly to the thrombectomy centre in Bristol or Cardiff. Thrombectomy can be used to treat these types of stroke. This care is provided regionally for Wales and south and western regions of England, in Bristol and Cardiff. Once Bristol or Cardiff thrombectomy team assess Sonia is fit to be discharged from their care, she will be transferred to Glanwilly Hospital or directly home, dependent on recovery post-thrombectomy. If thrombectomy is not the right treatment for Sonia, then she will be transferred to the stroke unit at Glanwilly Hospital for her acute stroke treatment and rehabilitation. Sonia may be able to be discharged home with support from the Integrated Community Stroke Service. Stroke patient experience for someone living nearest Glanwilly Hospital. Rhys is 52 years old and a long-distance lorry driver. He is overweight, and whilst his diet is improved at home, he often resorts to fast food when on the road. Rhys lives in Newcastle Emlyn in Carmarthenshire, close to the Ceredigion border. He becomes ill with a terrible headache and feels dizzy. His speech is slurred, and his wife suspects a stroke and calls 999 immediately. Under the preferred option, an ambulance takes Rhys to Glanwilly Hospital, and he is taken directly to the CT scanner within the stroke unit. Following the scan, Rhys would remain in the stroke unit. If a stroke is confirmed and Rhys needs thrombolysis treatment, this will take place in the stroke unit at Glanwilly Hospital. If Rhys hasn't had a stroke, he will go to the emergency department at Glanwilly Hospital for further tests. If Rhys had a more serious stroke, with a large blood vessel occlusion, which is a type of stroke where blood flow to a main artery in the brain is interrupted, he would be taken by ambulance to the thrombectomy centre in Bristol or Cardiff. Thrombectomy can be used to treat these types of stroke. This care is provided regionally for Wales and south and western regions of England, in Bristol and Cardiff. Once Bristol or Cardiff thrombectomy team assess Rhys is fit to be discharged from their care, he will be transferred back to Glanwilly Hospital or directly home, dependent on recovery post-thrombectomy. If thrombectomy is not the right treatment for Rhys, then he will stay at the stroke unit at Glanwilly Hospital for his acute stroke treatment. Rhys may be able to be discharged home with support from the Integrated Community Stroke Service. Stroke patient experience for someone living nearest Prince Philip Hospital. Alan is a retired electrician. His passion is rugby, and at 80 years old he enjoys a daily walk and the crossword. He has a history of heart disease and had a heart attack when he was 70. Alan lives in Llanelli. His daughter arrives for a visit, and Alan has a numb arm, slurred speech, and difficulty in understanding what she is saying to him. Alan's daughter calls 999. An ambulance takes Alan to Prince Philip Hospital, and he is taken directly to the acute medical assessment unit for an assessment, followed by being transferred for a CT scan. Alan would then be returned to the acute medical assessment unit before transfer to the stroke unit in Glanwilly Hospital. If a stroke is confirmed and Alan needs thrombolysis treatment, this will take place at the acute medical assessment unit. If Alan hasn't had a stroke, he will remain under the care of the medical team on acute medical assessment unit. If patients self-present in the minor injuries unit, MIU, in Prince Philip, the staff activate the stroke call and will follow the same process as a patient arriving by ambulance. If Alan hasn't had a stroke, he will go back to acute medical assessment unit for further tests. If Alan had a more serious stroke, with a large blood vessel occlusion, which is a type of stroke where blood flow to a main artery in the brain is interrupted, he would be taken by ambulance from Prince Philip Hospital directly to the thrombectomy centre in Bristol or Cardiff. Thrombectomy can be used to treat these types of stroke. This care is provided regionally for Wales and south and western regions of England, in Bristol and Cardiff. Once Bristol or Cardiff thrombectomy team assess Alan as fit to be discharged from their care, he will be transferred to Glanwilly Hospital or directly home, dependent on recovery post-thrombectomy. If thrombectomy is not the right treatment for Alan, then he will be transferred to the stroke unit at Llangwely Hospital for his acute stroke treatment. Alan may be able to be discharged home with support from the Integrated Community Stroke Service. For more Tayley Jones scenarios, including case studies for patients living in neighbouring health boards and previously considered options A, B, 106 and 210, please visit our Tayley Jones case studies document within the supporting documents area of our website. Did you know? Of 100 suspected strokes, around 50 are not strokes. These are often known as mimics, and patients are either discharged or kept for other speciality-related treatment. Around 25 patients would be transferred to the acute stroke unit. Around 10 patients would go to Cardiff or Bristol to receive thrombectomy. Around 10 patients would potentially be discharged from emergency department at the treat and transfer sites within 24 hours due to being minor strokes. Around 5 patients will probably not be transferred due to palliative care needs. So, only 1 in 4, 25% of suspected stroke patients should need to be transferred to the acute stroke unit. What the pathway could look like under the preferred option. A flowchart describes what might happen if you or someone you care for has a stroke under the preferred option. A patient arrives at the nearest hospital. This could be Bronglais Hospital, Llangwely Hospital, Prince Philip Hospital, or Withybush Hospital. At the hospital, the patient receives initial care and is assessed. If the patient has experienced a stroke mimic, then once stroke is ruled out, the patient is either transferred to the appropriate specialty service or discharged as appropriate. If the patient has had a transient ischemic attack, also known as a TIA, then after receiving treatment and once medically fit, the patient is discharged and booked in for a follow-up appointment at a TIA clinic. If the patient has had a stroke and requires further medical care and treatment, the next steps depend on their eligibility for specialist interventions. If the patient is not eligible for thrombolysis or thrombectomy, they are transferred directly from the admitting hospital to the stroke unit at Llangwely Hospital, which operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If the patient is eligible for thrombolysis, this treatment is given at the admitting hospital. If the patient is also eligible for thrombectomy, they are transferred directly to a thrombectomy centre at Cardiff or Bristol. If the patient is not eligible for thrombectomy after assessment, they are transferred to the stroke unit at Llangwely Hospital. There may be times when the stroke team decides it is not appropriate to transfer a patient. In these cases, the patient remains at the admitting hospital. During the acute phase of care, stroke patients are treated at Llangwely Hospital. After the acute phase, the patient may either be transferred back to Bronglais Hospital or remain at Llangwely Hospital for rehabilitation. When the patient is ready to leave hospital, they are discharged and, where appropriate, will receive community specialist stroke rehabilitation, including early supported discharge support. What is treat and transfer? Treat and transfer in stroke is when someone with suspected stroke is first taken or comes to their nearest emergency department or acute medical assessment unit. They receive urgent assessment and any time critical treatment, such as thrombolysis there. If they then need specialist-led acute stroke care, they are transferred, in appropriate transport, usually an ambulance, to an acute stroke unit or thrombectomy centre at another hospital. Some patients in Huelva already travel for stroke care. Patients who suffer a certain kind of stroke need a procedure known as a thrombectomy. In this case, surgery is needed to remove the clot, and patients will either go to Cardiff or Bristol for that care. We understand from the feedback we heard in the first stage of the consultation that the treat and transfer model is something our communities are worried about. We want to reassure patients and their loved ones that treat and transfer models are not new in stroke care. For many years, patients in Wales have been assessed and treated at their local hospital and then transferred to thrombectomy centres when more advanced stroke treatment is needed. A treat and transfer approach is also used in other time-critical emergencies where specialist care is needed, such as certain types of heart attack, trauma, or vascular problems. Under this preferred option, our focus is on making sure patients receive the right acute stroke care as early as possible, while keeping as much care as local as we can. By strengthening the quality of care in the early stages of a stroke, more people may be able to return home sooner, supported by integrated community stroke services where appropriate. Did you know? Although stroke is a time-dependent emergency, the golden hour is linked to trauma care. Trauma is a specialist service, alongside orthopaedics, to support people with serious injuries. This was not part of the clinical services plan or included as part of the engagement for this phase of the consultation. Patients with the most serious trauma are transferred to Cardiff. So while the first hour is important, there are other more important time frames. For example, the time frame for thrombolysis is within 4.5 hours to deliver the best care and outcomes for stroke patients. What is an acute stroke unit? In this preferred option, we would develop a 24-hour specialist stroke unit at Glanwilly Hospital. A 24-hour acute stroke unit is a dedicated hospital unit where people who have had a stroke receive continuous, round-the-clock care from a specialist stroke team. This includes rapid access to assessment, treatment, monitoring, and early rehabilitation, in line with national stroke standards. Patients usually stay on an acute stroke unit for a short time, typically around 72 hours. This is called the hyperacute stage. It is normally followed by a longer stay of around 7 days. It can be between 3 and 10 days, called the acute stage, depending on their progress. During this time, they are cared for by a specialist stroke team, including specialist consultants, specialist nurses, and specialist allied health professionals. This specialist team works closely together to provide intensive early care and reduce the risk of complications. If any complications do arise, they can be identified and managed as soon as possible. High quality care in these early stages supports recovery and helps more people return home sooner, with the support from the Integrated Community Stroke Service where appropriate. Evidence shows this improves outcomes for people who have had a stroke. What is a stroke rehabilitation unit? A stroke rehabilitation unit supports patients as they continue their recovery after the early phase of hyper and acute stroke care. The focus of these units is on helping people regain independence through coordinated rehabilitation. For example, helping a patient to eat and drink safely or wash and dress independently. This is delivered by a specialist multidisciplinary team, working together with shared goals to help support the patient in their recovery. This team includes allied health professionals, nurses, and medical staff with expertise in stroke recovery. Throughout the stroke pathway, care is tailored to each person's individual needs. Rehabilitation may include support with everyday activities, physical recovery, communication, cognition, which is the brain's ability to process information, remember things, and solve everyday problems, and emotional well-being, alongside early discharge planning discharge and ongoing recovery at home or within the community. Families and carers are involved wherever possible, recognising their important role in recovery. The overall aim is to support people to recover safely and to return to everyday life as independently and fully as possible. Integrated Community Stroke Service, ICSS. An Integrated Community Stroke Service, ICSS, helps people move from hospital care to community care after a stroke for patients meeting ESD and non-ESD criteria. A specialist multidisciplinary team provides early rehabilitation and support for anyone who needs it after leaving hospital. The integrated service brings together existing services, including early support discharge, ESD, and community stroke rehabilitation into one joined-up service. It works as a single service with a shared list of patients it supports. The integrated community stroke service provides three care pathways, depending on a person's needs. 1. Discharge home with ICSS support. 2. Discharge home with ICSS support and social care. 3. Discharge to a residential or nursing home. Support is provided for up to 6 months, with the option to refer back into the ICSS service if further rehabilitation goals are identified. An ICSS may be delivered by one team providing the full service, or by several services working together as one model. What is Early Supported Discharge, ESD? Early supported discharge services for stroke are most effective for patients with a mild to moderate disability, up to 40% of patients. ESD services help adults to leave hospital sooner after a stroke and continue their care in the community. It can support patients to have their rehabilitation at home with the same intensity and expertise that they would receive in hospital. This may not be suitable for all adults who have had a stroke or in all circumstances. The decision to offer early supported discharge is made by the core multidisciplinary stroke team after discussion with the person who has had a stroke and their family or carer, if applicable.